shall we accept that expectation is the biggest cause of unhappiness? If so, then what should we expect to keep ourselves happy and what should we not expect? Expectation is not the cause of unhappiness, it is misdirected expectation. So to want to become completely expectationless is actually impersonalist or voidist philosophy, because it is the nature of consciousness to perceive. And when we perceive some things, naturally we will desire some things after perceiving. We will want some things. So, the Vedanta Sutra tells us, Athato Brahma Jigyasa. Inquire about spirituality. When will we inquire? When we have some expectation of getting some answers. Isn't it? If a person says, we may usually talk about expectations in terms of, say, desires. You know, I expect I'll get this, I expect I'll get that. But even in terms of, in the Vedanta Sutra is telling us to inquire, that means there are certain intellectual expectations. I'll get some answers. So if we become expectationless, if we try to, it's not possible also, but if we try to become that way, there'll be nothing left for us to motivate us in life. So it's not that expectation is the problem. What is misdirected expectation? Misdirected expectation means that we want to actually become competitors to Krishna. That means, you know, we want to become the central enjoyers. And we think whatever field I am in, that I will become the number one, I will become the best, and I will become all attractive. If not all attractive, as attractive as possible. And in that way, we basically try to become competitors of Krishna. But at the same time, because we are parts of Krishna, Krishna is all attractive. And just as Krishna attracts everyone, we also have a nature to attract others. Because we are mamaivamsho jivaloke. But rather than being competitors, we are meant to be cooperators with Krishna. So when we serve Krishna, at that time also we become, you know, a devotee becomes spiritually attractive. If you look at Srila Prabhupada, he was a 70-year-old man from India. And here there were Western people who were hippies. You know, they would not respect even their own elders. So what was it that attracted them to Prabhupada? It is Krishna's all attractiveness that was manifesting through him in some way. So when we strive to become servants of Krishna, and our expectation is, Krishna, please keep me engaged in your service. As we chant, when we, that is the expectation that we have. Krishna, please engage me in your service. So that is the expectation. How we serve, where we serve, all that may change. But if you focus primarily on Krishna, please give me the strength to serve you. Please keep me engaged in your service. With that expectation, we move forward in life, we'll see that Krishna will give us more and more fulfilling, more and more stimulating, more and more challenging services, but we'll grow through those services. So rather than thinking that expectation is the cause of frustration, it is misdirected expectation. Thinking that I can become an independent enjoyer. If we focus on serving Krishna, and actually, we see that we have a desire to control, we have a desire to enjoy. It is not that Krishna consciousness denies that. It is that we integrate that with Krishna's controllership. We integrate that with Krishna's enjoyership. So, the spiritual master becomes a controller. Isn't it? The spiritual master becomes the controller of the disciples. But that is in the service of the supreme controller. When we become guides, when we share Krishna consciousness, we become guides. So, at that time, we also gain some control over those who are guided. But that is in the service of the Supreme Controller. So, it is misdirected expectation, the expectation of doing things separate from Krishna, that is the problem. Now, we are a part of Krishna, a part. But presently, we are apart from Krishna. So, that is our problem. Instead of striving to be apart from Krishna, we can strive of how I can be a part of Krishna.